So basically, this is the first time me and Tyce are doing this, so it's just us having a conversation, you know. It's a podcast, so any constructive criticism is appreciated. Thank you. I'm gonna just let Tyce speak now.
My name is Titus. I'm a Jose homie. Been knowing each other since freshman year of high school, you feel me? We're both 2018 graduates out this motherfucker, you know. Yeah, we just gonna talk about how we feel about things around the world, you know, like sports, culture, sometimes politics, you know, shit like that. Even have some jokes on the side, you know. Stay tuned.
All right, so, like, tell me about your career. What you about to do when you get older?
Law enforcement. I'm gonna be a cop. Nah, rental cop, but a cop, though. With the badge, with the guns, you know, the taser. You know, I'm gonna be a K-9 unit specialist, you know, just train dogs, you know, like, you run away from me. My dog going that ass, you feel me, bro? Like, I was in the cadet academy for, like, the whole summer, so it was fun. And, like, I thought it was an interesting field to go into because they need more law enforcement officers because a lot of law enforcement officers are retiring. So, yeah, they're gonna be hiring more officers and stuff. So, this is my chance to become one for, like, 2 years.
All right, well, that's good. So our first topic we're about to talk about is Vic Mensa dissing XXXTentacion. Have you heard about this?
I mean, I heard a little about it. Like, they say that they won't give my man a Grammy because he dead or something like that.
Wait, what?
They say that?
They say what?
That they won't give him a rent. He did a Grammy or some shit like that?
Nah, so like basically... Everybody, well, like, it was this one thing with BET's, and he had, like, a verse on it. Mm-hmm. And his verse brought up X's name multiple times, and he talked about how X was a woman abuser. And later, he came out, and he, like, apologized. But he mainly apologized to his mom, because his mom was in the crowd mm-hmm. when that went on, when the audio to that came out. So, like, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, like... I don't know why you speak on his name for, like, the man's dead, let him rest in peace, you feel me?
Yeah.
I don't know why his name come in his mouth anyway, especially with his mom there. Like, that's so disrespectful to me. Like, in my opinion, X real life helped a lot of people get through bad things, like, through their life, like, health, through depression, suicide thoughts. Because all his songs was, like, related to everybody, like, my age, and, like, younger or older, like, he all affect our lives somehow. Like the one Jocelyn Flowers, I felt that, like, for real.
All right, so yeah. So, like, I want to touch on that because me and you are, like, big X fans. Like,
right.
We fuck with him. Right, like, we just gonna be honest. Like, we fuck with him, Juice, and, like, people like.
Yeah, R.I.P. Lil Peep.
People like that. Yeah, R.I.P. Lil Peep, you know? Like, I fucked with him too. I fucked with his 19. Miller. Yeah, Mac Miller. There's a lot of, like, rappers dying nowadays, and that's, like, real fucked up, honestly. And, like, but, like, back to the Vic Mensa thing. So, my thing is, like, it would have been way better if when he came out and apologized, he didn't just apologize to his mother. Like, he apologized to, like, actually speaking on X. Because, right. Like, there's no point on talk. Bro, shut the fuck up, fucking white
that
bitch. Right?
It's not telling at all. You're asking for a push.
Bro, white fucking bitch. Get the fuck out. Bro, hillbillies out here, bro.
He don't got no window. He just a fucking. What is that? A fucking rat?
That shit is loud as fuck.
That motherfucker's barely going to heal.
Oh, God.
He probably put that shit himself in the backyard.
All right. But, all right. Back to the topic at hand. Actually, that's one of the fucking lines in the song about to drop. So, you know, me and Titus. You making music, like, low-key, not for real, but, like...
Yeah, it's just a little song.
Yeah, it's just, like, a hobby, you know?
Keep us out of trouble. Yeah. Not too, no drugs.
Oh, God. So, like, it would have been way better if he just apologized to, like, all the X fans and everything. But, like, let's be 110% honest. Vic Mensa doesn't really have a career. Yes, he's making money off rap, but, like, he's not...
He ain't there with platinum.
Yeah, he's never gonna be in, like...
People like Lil Yachty and Younger making more platinums than him.
Yeah, like, him, like, Drake, he's never gonna be, like, big names. He's not even about to be, like, medium names. Like, I don't think that X was as big as Drake.
Yeah, but X
was still big. Like,
X was big, bro. Like, he had songs with, like, Lil Wayne before. Remember that Don't Cry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he had, like, Quarter 5. Like, he had some big songs. Also, he had big songs with, like, Lil Peep, Falling Down. That's the was their last little duo together. But they was dead with, but they made it. It was like they hooked together.
Well, Peep was dead. So, like, the story behind the little Falling Down thing is that Peep died, but, like,
I think X turned it into, like, a song.
So, yeah, so, like, X heard it. And X was like, X reached out to Peep's manager, and he was like, yeah, like, I want a verse on that.
That kind of thing, he was like, if I really knew he was really just cool, we would have hung out more.
Yeah, so, like, he started watching interviews and stuff, like, of Peep, and, like, he was like, dang, like, yeah. I wish that Peep, like...
You need to, like, real.
He wished that him and Peep, like, got along and shit. So, like, it was mad touching, like, seeing two people that basically died and, like, didn't really talk. They came together and basically made a song. Even though Peep wasn't alive at that time, like, X had good intentions to do that.
I like how Juice WRLD made the Legend song, too.
Oh, both of them. Bro, you keep bringing up good points. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, Juice WRLD made a song, like, dedicated to them and people that are dying, like Mac, too. Like, if... Mac. Max a legend too. He will always be a legend, and like Peep and fucking X will always be legends because like they help people out.
They really help so many people out throughout suicide thoughts and like killing themselves. Like even they had like they was talking about like the 1-800 hotline and one of his songs. I don't remember one of the songs, but like, he realized was helping people out. Like he even said it like he won't make the world a better place before he leave. On one of his videos, he said.
Yeah, it was like an Instagram live or something. I seen that. And then, what was the name of that that album with like Jocelyn Flores?
It was
what was the name of that shit? I forgot.
It was a question mark. I know how.
Nah, that was a different one. That was a different one.
Oh yeah, I see. Jocelyn Flores was hold up, bro.
Just look it up real quick. I'm
with the artist. Anyway, it was 17.
Oh yeah, 17. All right. So 17, like in his intro, like he said that 17 was the number tattooed on the side of his head, and he also said that like, basically, the point of the album was to help anybody going through depression and to help anybody out. Like that's really what his purpose was. Like, and like I love that because like he was damn near like a counselor on God. Like
he was like he realized like some people was like who did not feel like they was like not like supposed to be on this earth no more. Like they are useless. He made them people feel like they are somebody, because in his eyes, everybody was put on this earth for a special reason. Nobody was worthless or useless in this world. Everybody was put on this earth.
Yeah, everybody has a point. Like everybody has a purpose. Yeah,
like, you don't just kill yourself because like. He basically was saying, like, don't let these people who realize fuck you up, either like a heartbreak or just being bullied, or even like, yeah, both of them, like that's a major thing, like heartbreak, bully, you know, like, don't make that one person mess up your whole life, rest of your life. Be better than that person. Be better to yourself. Be true to yourself. Basically, what I got out of it. Be true to yourself. Never let nobody take you out of your element, basically.
On God. Cause like, hey, so like me and you have been through heartbreaks, right?
Yeah.
On God.
Heartbreak.
On God, bro.
Baby.
So like, he just helped out with that. Like I remember, bro. It was last year gym class, right? Mm-hmm. It was third bell, right?
Facts.
Third bell, and like Titus just came up to me. He was like, "Hey, bro, you listen to that new sad song by X?" I was like, "Hell nah." So Titus put me on to most of the fucking. Yeah. He be putting me on Juice WRLD still, bro.
Juice WRLD Dangerous? That was my shit. I don't know why they took that off.
Yeah, they took that shit down. But actually, while we on that point, well, like, let's finish up the little Vic Mensa thing. So, like, the big, honestly, in my opinion, Vic Mensa was in the wrong because you shouldn't speak on a dead man. And Vic Mensa actually spoke, like, I listened to some of his music after I heard it. And, like, in his music, he talks about abusing women and choking bitches out. Like, and that's not cool.
You just
like,
can't excuse. Like, when was any record of him being a woman beater? Like, every like half of the songs that I listen to, like, you hear Kanye West and Trippie Little, that Little Pump, you a fucking whore. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they don't make them a woman beater, but like, people listen to that shit. Like, people just like people listen to that shit. Even like you listen to Black Youngster, he talk about smack that whole gang. Yeah. You hear all that shit. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, no offense, Black Youngster, that's my nigga. I listen to all his shit too. But like, still though. Everybody say shit in there, like Juice WRLD and Lil Yachty new album came out. Like that shit was fire though. Like
nothing to prove, like, for real, like, you just can't, like, just whip out the cover, like, you can rap about it, but you don't have to really be about it, like, basically, like, you say, oh, I smacked this bitch in her face, like, that, like this. Even Drake said it so fucking times, but, like, he's not a real because he light skinned.
Yeah.
He's still a dark nigga.
So, like, I just feel like you shouldn't talk on a dead man and...
Don't judge nobody.
And, like...
Especially if you don't know him.
It was real hypocritical too. Right. Like,
you don't know. He did it. You didn't even.
He didn't even know X. Like, right. But like, he's gonna apologize to his mother.
X sat next to Usher, bro. Like, what? X sat next to like some of the legends, bro. Like, he even sat next to Snoop Dogg, I believe, though. Him and Snoop.
Yeah. Kanye said that like he loves X. Kanye got a song with X. Like,
I gotta see. He make it like that. Fuck love. That song got me doing hella shit. With Chippy Red and. And Ruin the Broken Heart.
Yeah.
And Changes and Hope. That Hope song was for the people who was killed at the school. Like, you remember that? The Florida shooting?
Yeah.
He made that song dedicated to people who died. That Hope song, he was realized how it made people feel better and made people be aware of the school shootings and deaths around for young people around America, even the world.
Yeah, so like.
Just like Bob Marley.
X was a good person. Like, and like, we about to wrap the Vic messed the thing up, but like X was a good person. He inspired others to do good. He was only trying to do good in his life. Yes, he did make some bad decisions, but
he was trying to redeem himself by doing music.
Everybody makes bad decisions. Like, it's just a part of life.
You just can't judge nobody.
And like, after they die, you just can't you just can't talk bad on a person. Like, imagine like you die. And then somebody's like, yeah, that motherfucker was ugly as shit. Like, that's going to be fucked up. Like, you just don't do that shit. And that's just a line that he crossed, which he shouldn't have. Big Mensa for that shit. Nah, don't fuck. Like, don't. Not like, fuck like, him.
This,
but like.
Just like. This, he needs just like. If you don't know who he is, you never talk to this man. You don't know what his intentions are. Don't speak that man's name if you don't know him. Because that is just stupid. Like, you don't. If I just say, I don't even know who you are, I might think you a rapist or some shit like that. You don't know what's going on in people's head. He's trying to better himself through music and helping others. But, like, you keep trying to dirt his name. Like, he's still the same person he was before, but he wasn't. And plus, he was like, our age. He was still young. So he had more room to improve before he died. Like, he was murdered. He did not overdose. He did not do drugs. He did drugs. But, like, he had overdose and shit.
Yeah, facts.
He was murdered. Cold-blood murder. Shot in his car. Like, come on, man! Like, let that
for
man,
a bag too. Like, bro, that shit pissed me off.
Like, was he on live when that happened?
Mm-hmm. He was on live before because he was about to buy a motorcycle.
Yeah,
and
he
like
was buy a motorcycle.
He went to the bank and got some money, and then that's when they like shot his ass.
Like, for real, like that man was brutal. That man was murdered in his own car trying to buy something. The video before that, he even said he tried to make people's lives better before he leave this earth. And that fucked me up because I watched the video. Then like moments later, he's dead. Like that really hurt me, bro. Like that whole week, bro, I was hurt, bro.
God. But all right, so next topic we about to know is about your man and your team, CP3 and the Rockets. All
right. Oh yeah.
So the Rockets we just gonna talk about like the best thing that not the best thing, but like the most important thing that happened. Rondo.
The most important thing I should have looked at was like Rondo spitting CP3 faces. If you go back and see CP3, you wipe fucking spit off his face. That's initiating him pointing the finger.
Nah, but hold up. Like, back it all the way up.
Oh, well, look, when James Harden was like, he was going for a layup, but it was fouled on Brandon Ingram. And Brandon Ingram got mad at James Harden, but he should have got mad at the official, but not James Harden, because like, he ain't call that shit. So he pushed James Harden and CP3. Somehow, some reason, Rondo was talking shit to CP3 at the end of it. Then, like, they was talking shit. Then all you saw from the corner of his eye, he wiped the face off and just punched him. So all that happened was when an official called a foul on Brandon Ingram. All
right, so I get that. So let's go more in depth, though. So, look.
Oh, they from the hood. They all get them.
Oh, nah. I'm talking about, like, let's start off with the foul, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first off, the Rockets was up by one, I believe. The Rockets was up by one when the foul like took place, or actually when he made the layup, and they went up by two.
They ain't counted.
They ain't counted yet.
They ain't counted. They just say it was a foul.
All right. So that went down, and then So, like, I think, like, I can see why Brandon Ingram got mad, but, like, he's like, young, and he just took it the wrong way. Like, he shouldn't have shoved him.
He took it too hard.
Yeah, but, like, but the reason, I think the reason that he did that is because I know James Harden's your dude, right?
That's my father.
But, like, let's be honest, bro.
He did push Brandon Ingram, like, he was running down the court. He really did push him, like, he was doing Euro step, but Brandon Ingram was in front of him, so he was like this. He was, like, doing Euro step in front of him while he was trying to, like, try and guard him, but he was pushing him away from him. Like,
I'm not even just talking about that. I'm talking about, like, in every single game, right,
mm-hmm.
James Harden is always traveling. He
fucked you up.
He always stepping back, and when he stepped back, he travels, bro, because he takes one step to go back, and then when he lands, that's another two steps. Like, he be,
if they don't call it, I'm not here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why Brandon Ingram got mad, because motherfucker be traveling, he be double dribbling, he be carrying sometimes. So, like, they don't call that, but they called him for a bullshit foul. It wasn't a bullshit foul, but, like, it could have went both ways, because it could have been a charge, mm-hmm. and it was a blocking foul. So he was pissed. So, like, he pushed him out of his way, and then I think, like, I don't even think that was the worst part, but, like, he got in the referee's face, and he started fucking, like, yelling at the referee. He started cussing him out.
I think he got suspended for, like, 2 days.
Like, four games. I think them two, Rondo and CP3. Brandon Ingram, got suspended for 4 games. You should know how many CP3 got suspended for.
Yeah.
How many he gets suspended for?
I think he got, like, 2.
2? All right. Well, that makes sense, because he damn near got jumped. Oh, God, he almost got jumped. So we talked about the foul, and then, like, Brandon Ingram, the crazy thing is, do you remember who separated Brandon Ingram from, like, the ref and everything?
It was PJ Tucker, Carmelo.
No, it was just one person, bro.
You talking about LeBron?
Nah, who separated Brandon Ingram from the ref?
It was Eric Gordon.
Nah, it was Lance Stephenson, bro.
Oh, yeah, it was Lance Stephenson.
It was Lance Stephenson. And Lance Stephenson is a fucking hood nigga, bro. Hood nigga. Like, when I tell you that, like.
No, Lance Stephenson was just, like, standing right there while he was.
No, I'm saying Brandon Ingram. After, like, he pushed him, like.
Oh, yeah, Brandon Ingram grabbed. After he socked him, Lance Stephenson grabbed Brandon Ingram.
No, but I'm saying before that, like, you remember when Brandon Ingram was yelling at the ref, right?
Yeah.
He grabbed him.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he pushed
him and walked away.
Yeah.
That's what Rondo punched CP3, and that's when Brandon came over there running and hit him again.
Yeah, that was some bitch ass.
That was a bitch move, because, like, that had nothing to do with him. Like, that had nothing to do. CP3 and Rondo had, like, nothing to do with that foul call. I don't know why he ran over there for. He lucky Carmelo ain't like, talking shit. Carmelo, hey, like, this close. He was like, I'm not the one. God,
like, every single one of them, like, grew up in, like, bad neighborhoods. Like, they from the streets. Especially, like, Rondo, CP3, Carmelo, and fucking, what's his name? Lance Stephenson. So, when Lance Stephenson, like, separated Brandon Ingram from that, like, that's when I was like, yeah, like, he didn't even want to fight for real. So, like, why would the other fucking young motherfuckers want to fight, too?
I don't know why Rondo was like, they both veterans. They should let it go. Like,
but they didn't like, they don't like each other at all, bro.
They still like, they like, they, but like, I like it how they fought, because it's like the old, like the 2000s and the early 90s, yeah. And 1990s and stuff. Cause like, that's what we grew up on. Like the, was a fight and shit. Like Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Kobe, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, I remember when Kobe caught a 2-piece, bro. That
was fire.
But, like, yeah, like, it reminded me, like, the old days. And I love the old days because, like, nowadays basketball kind of soft. But, like, it's still entertaining to watch. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's kind of soft because, like, you get called a foul for anything. But, like, back then it was different. A thing that I will say is that I just want to know what they said to each other. What Rondo and what CP3 said to each other, because, like, that's what, like.
To this day, I don't know what they said. Like, I just know that he said on his Instagram, CP3 say, Rajon Rondo, we was having an argument, Rajon Rondo spit in my face. And, like, if you rewind it, you see him wiping his face. That's why he put his finger in his face. And Rajon, like, that's, like, spit in somebody's face, that's disrespectful. Like, who would have sought that person? Like,
yeah, that's the most, like, disrespectful thing.
I feel like that was justice, to be honest. That's why he got two suspensions. That's why they got, like, 3 or 4. Cause like he spit in my man's face, like that's disrespectful. And plus, you a professional. Why are you spitting in people's faces? I understand if you punch him, like, if you punch him or push him, but, like, don't spit in nobody's face. That's beyond
disrespectful. Yeah, it's like, mad disrespectful, but, like, I look at both sides. Like, I look at Rondo, because, mm-hmm. like, Rondo is my dude, honestly. I've been cool with him since he was on the Celtics, you know?
When they won the rings.
Yeah, bro, like, that, like, it was live, but he wasn't, I am going to say this, he wasn't wrong, but, like, CP3 is a leader, you feel me? So, like, as soon as CP3, like, got spit on, like, most leaders, like LeBron James, wouldn't have done anything. He would have just wiped it off, walk away. He would have told the refs, and it would have been slow. They would have, like, took his ass out. But
like an alpha male.
Yeah. But CP3 is supposed to be that leader, too, because he's, like, the veteran. He's, like, one of the best players on the team. But he, like, put his finger all up in his face. Like, he damn near shoved his face. He mugged him, for real.
He mugged him, basically, because he got spit in his face. Because, like, he was like this. Like, he was talking, and he was like this. Like, he wiped his face.
Yeah, I seen it. He wiped his face, and then
he was like, he like mugged him with his one finger, and that's when Rondo punched him.
Yeah, Rondo
that's
wasn't
what
going
everybody
for
was ground. That's what everybody was going to. Brigham Ingles somehow want to jump in and punch him too.
So like, Rondo and CP3, I feel like they was both in the wrong, because I feel like Rondo was more in the wrong, but I think CP3 was in the wrong too, because he's a leader. He's just supposed to let that shit go.
Right.
But he is from the street, so, like, I see why he did all that shit. But Brandon Ingram is a bitch. Like, I'm just going to say that now. Like,
what he was going to do? How he going to be a Camaro? You saw how skinny he is. You can see his shoulder bones. Like, come on, my guy. Like, I know you tall as hell, but still, you skinny like me, bro. Trying to fight, like.
And, like, once the fight was going down, he ran down the court. And then he basically waited till LeBron James grabbed CP3.
Hey,
and then he hit his ass.
What happened to Dwight Howard? Who he play for?
He was just with the Nets, but I think he got bought out.
Oh, he went to the Washington Wizards, like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're talking about the Washington Wizards. I think the Washington Wizards just beat the Trailblazers, bro.
The Trailblazers?
Yeah. They went to overtime, bro.
I feel like if they get, like, a good big man on their team, like, that could shoot three, like,
who, the Trailblazers?
The Trailblazers get, like, a good big man, because they got CJ McCollum and Damian Leonard. They get one good big man that can shoot threes, point for a small for his size. They will be in the bat. Like, if they pick up, like, DeMarcus Cousins next year, they probably be in the playoffs.
But, yeah, because they was in the playoffs this year, but, like, they lost to the Pelicans.
And the Pelicans got big men.
They got big men.
They
Anthony Davis was eating, bro.
They got a big man, and they got a three-point shooter on their team.
Anthony Davis is the truth, bro. Like, you see him this year.
He beat the Rockets, so I know he's the truth. Like, beat the three-point. They are a three-pointer on my team. They got – and, like, he's one of the good big men, one of the good power forwards, in my opinion. Him, Draymond – I don't even like the word, but Draymond is a beast, though. I can give him his props, because he really be putting out for it. Like, I know he's a hard hit. But the funny thing about it is, like, he thought he did the shit till last year. Remember when James Harden dunked his ass? Yo, remember this, right?
Yeah, I remember
his ass. But, like, I'll be like, he's a good defense player. He's a good defensive player. Who else?
He LaMarcus
Aldridge, too. LaMarcus Aldridge is young, but he's old. But he's still good, though. Like, Dirk Nowitzki.
He still be getting buckets for the
He still be getting buckets for the Sacramento. And it's other, like, Paul Millsap. Did he retire?
Nah, Paul Millsap still play. I think he played for Nuggets, if I'm correct.
Yeah, Nuggets. They have some dogs. Like, I know I'm missing some of them, though. Like, some good power forwards out there.
Like, bro. What's his name? Al Horford?
He's still cold. And who
played for the Celtics, bro?
Forgot Kevin Love. Kevin Love was another dog. He won the other dogs. Like, shit.
Actually, I can see that trade going through, bro.
Facts.
Kevin, because Cleveland not going to do nothing, so they might as well stack up on picks.
Call Anthony Davis.
And, like, role players. Now, I'm not talking about Anthony Davis, but I can see Kevin Love going to Portland.
Love could go there. Or if they realize, like, it's a big man that's like, who played for the, I want to say the Nuggets. Not Paul Millsap. Like, they got some.
Oh, the white kid.
Yeah,
he just got a triple double. I don't know, but most people know who we talking about.
Yeah,
he cold.
If he hop on the Trailblazers, they can probably compete on a high end with the Celtics and like the Toronto.
But they on the West.
Oh, they on shit. I was thinking about the Magic the whole time.
Trailblazers on the West. Like, what's it called? Like, I can see them competing with the Warriors, well, I don't know if they, like, I feel like they could take, like, 2 games on the Warriors. Mm-hmm. I feel like they can compete with the Rockets and everybody else, because the Rockets is the second-best team. I think that the Pelicans will be really good, but, like...
They need a good point guard on their team.
The Pelicans? Yeah.
I mean, they got Jrue Holiday. Do they still got Jrue Holiday?
Yeah, Jrue Holiday, but he a two.
But he's a two-way, right?
Yeah. He hit two, but like he's still cold. Like he was getting buckets in the playoffs. Cold,
but like, who is their new center though?
Who? Oh, it's his name starts with an A. He's like a white kid, but saying, like he can like, shoot.
If like, especially with the 46ers too, the 46ers, the 76ers. My bad. I said the 49ers.
Yeah, we were talking about the 49ers earlier.
Yeah, my bad. Ben Simmons. If Ben Simmons going to like say like the Ben Simmons went to like the Trail. That'd be a good little. I don't know if it'd be a good little build between them, but like, he probably have an impact on Trailblazers. Like Joe Ingles, fuck it. Oh, who else could be on there? Oh, I'm missing somebody. Nerlens Noel, like he good too. Just sleeping on my guy, like for real.
You know who really fell off the map like real quick, and I haven't heard of anything about him in a long ass time.
Roy Hibbert.
Him too. I think, is he still on the Lakers? I think he was on the Lakers a while ago.
Oh, but. Yeah. Lauri Markkanen, man, from the Bulls. Lauri Markkanen, I forgot. He cold as fuck on 3-point shooting, bro.
Is that the rookie?
Nah, yeah, he was rookie last year.
Yeah.
That nigga is cold, bro.
He was cold as fuck. But, what's it? What the? Damn, bro, I just had his name in my head.
What team you play for?
The dude that fell off, he played for the Nuggets, I think, still. Oh, Kenneth Faried, bro. You, like...
He was a dog.
Like, 4 years ago, he was a god, bro. Like, he always got, like, offensive rebounds and shit, but
now... Why Jay Crowder, too?
Jay Crowder still play.
But he been here getting, like, no doubles with him.
Yeah, he was really good when he was on the Celtics, but then they traded him.
He went to the Cavaliers. Everybody done with Eric, Joe Crowder, the way away, IT... All went to the Keller. They was gonna win.
The Nuggets are actually about to be good this year. I just thought about it. They got IT.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking what was that center that you just named?
Paul Millsap.
Not Paul Millsap. The white
dude.
Yeah, the white kid. They starting lineup pretty decent. Like I can see them getting a 4 seed for sure.
I know for sure Celtics gonna be like. Celtics probably gonna make the playoffs. I'm gonna just say
it. Celtics is for sure making the playoffs, but I think that it's gonna be Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
And Toronto in the conference finals. But, like, I don't know, because Kawhi is just now getting back. And, like, he was still eating on him when he played against him.
And hey, don't forget about Kyle Lowry, too.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry, bro. I said Larry. That motherfucker's cold for real. Like,
what you think was, like, the best team overall between, like, just say, like, the 1998, the 90s Bulls and the... Right now, the Warriors. Who do you think they're going to win?
Which 90s Bulls?
Steve Kerr, Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman, all of them over there. Scotty.
Yeah. Scotty was the truth, for real. Like,
versus, like, KD, Stephen Curry, Draymond.
So, like...
And DeMarcus Cousins.
So, the thing is, I give it to the Bulls.
Yeah, because, like, they more hard, like...
Well, it depends. We talk about
the championship, like, both championship mode. Like,
yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, if we playing back then when the rules was different and when, like, it was hard to get a foul shit, I give it to them. Because Scotty...
I'm going to say in 2000, like, say it's early 2000.
Early 2000? Yeah, the rules was still, like, 90s type shit.
But, like, 2005, like, it is when LeBron was coming, like...
Oh.
Like, Ron left, like, the rules are changing and stuff, like...
Well... I don't know. It'll be way closer for me then. But, like, my thing is, Scotty was one of the best defenders ever. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And I think that he could lock down Durant.
What do you think he could lock down DeMarcus Cousins?
Oh, we talking about this team? This team today? I don't know then, bro. Because I was, like, my argument was about to be...
Because they also got Dennis Rodman at 24. I don't think Draymond can handle Dennis Rodman.
Nah, down the boards, hell no.
I don't think Michael Jordan can handle... I don't think Klay Thompson... Thompson can probably handle Michael Jordan.
Nah.
But all he's going to be doing is pull his because you can't
get past MJ. That's what I was going to say. Hey, but, like,
Steve Kerr come off the bench, too, don't he? Did he come off the bench?
He sometimes, it'll, like, vice versa. Like, they didn't really have, like, a good point guard, but, like, it'll happen, like. That'd be a really good game, honestly. Like, say, like, we had the 90s Bulls, like, in today's game, because they would be in the East, because they're the Bulls. Yeah, that would be a great finals. Like, I would
even saying, like, AI was like in his prime, still play for the same Sixers.
With the team now?
The team now. With Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons.
So, like, the only way that I would give them that is if they had Mutombo. Because Mutombo was nothing in my house.
I'm just saying, like, it's like all the superstars back in, like, the early 90s versus the superstars now.
Oh, without a doubt, the 90s would...
Yeah, they got Pistol Pete, bruh.
Bro, they Larry have Bird. They have so many guys. They have
They had God Patrick Ewing, man.
Yeah.
They had the Levis Center. They had fucking Yao Ming, my nigga. Number 11 that shit out of here, but okay, they had the most Levis fucking center. Like we got some good centers like Joe Embiid, DeMarcus Cousins. Who else fucking I would say Tristan Thompson, but he probably fell off.
Yeah.
Clint Capella though. Clint Capella's a good.
Hey. Give him, like, two more years, and he going to be, like, top five.
He going to be top five, for real. Like, say, like, because...
At least for defense, because defense...
Don't sleep on, like, the All-Stars now, because they also got Paul George and LeBron and, like...
Yeah, but, like, so, look.
They also got Giannis. Giannis could probably be up there with Scottie Pippen if he wanted to.
But my thing is, like, they got Magic Johnson. We talk
about with Magic Johnson, not, like, yeah... We've talked about before he AIDS or after he come back. Because like, he came back after AIDS.
We're talking about before. So look, let's talk about old and new, right? Mm-hmm. Name the two best point guards in the league right now, and I'll name the two best point guards back then.
I gotta say Kyrie, for one.
Kyrie and who?
Kyrie, and I had to go with my man Westbrook because how he done.
Westbrook is explosive for sure.
Kyrie got handles.
Yeah. Back then, Magic, one of the greatest. I think he is the greatest point guard of all time. Like, cause he can play any position for real.
Yeah.
Who would be second best?
I also say IA too. That, he old school too.
Who?
IA. Allen Iverson.
He was a two.
But he still won. He still old school.
Yeah, but I was thinking more like old school,
like Pistol Pete and shit like that?
Yeah, not really Pistol Pete, but Nash. Steve Nash would be cold, but I was thinking about, like, the original IT, the Isaiah Thomas, the original...
VK, when he went to the Celtics?
Nah, I'm talking about the bad boy Pistons.
Oh, yeah.
From the Pistons, he was cold, like, oh, shit.
Cold, bro.
All right, so Magic Johnson. I feel like Magic Johnson can lock down both of the people that you said, but I think
Kyrie.
Uncle
Joe.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like his hand, but like his handles. Like he might get him a couple times, but like I don't think that like.
I mean, he's weak. I mean, Kyrie probably can't go around in the paint.
It's because he's
going out because he's skinnier. Like
it's because he's so much bigger though. But yeah. Like my thing is like say. Say we had Isaiah Thomas on the court when Kyrie was out there. Isaiah Thomas can't do nothing for real. And against Russell Westbrook because, like, Isaiah Thomas was small.
I could say CP3 on there, too. But you say two. I said Westbrook with, what's the color with Magic because that could be, like, a matchup for real.
Yeah,
That could be a matchup because they both are supposed to.
Yeah.
And Russell Westbrook do not go for none of that. Like,
but at the same time, CP3 and Magic had like the same game. It's like a pass first.
Pass first. Like, yeah, they both and Westbrook, he's a scorer. He's a scorer first.
Yeah. So,
I would also say probably Dame time because people be sleeping on him too.
Who?
Damian Lillard.
Oh,
because when he came out on his rookie year, he was already making noise.
Yeah. Facts. What's it called? I was watching a video the other day. It was Kobe in an interview after he just played Damian.
Yeah,
he was like he the truth. Like he gonna be up there one day. Like and that's facts. Like he gonna right. be.
Name the two point forwards back in the day. I named my two
point forwards or
point. Not point four. My bad. I played
shooting guards.
Power forwards. I keep saying point forwards.
Power forwards. All right. Back in the day, who you got?
I got, I already know I'm got my man AD.
Hey, ooh, AD Cole.
And I'm also, Giannis can play point four. I'm gonna put Giannis on there too.
Oh, if it's like that, then I got.
Because they both can shoot threes.
So we're talking about old school.
I was about to say, oh, Patrick.
All right, I got. Damn, what the fuck is his name? He played for the Rockets. You should know him. The Dream. Akeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
He was.
That's a center, bro.
No, he played.
He did play.
When Yao Ming was on there, he played. He played the four.
Shit. Okay.
He played the. That's what I'm saying. Like it's like that. Like all right. So him.
They both some dogs.
Though. And then, bro, we forgetting one of the greatest power forwards of all time. Tim Duncan.
I thought he was. He played center too.
He plays two because
he was a two.
Yeah, he was a two. Or I said two. He's a four.
But like say now, because like they both. I feel like AD and Giannis are both faster than both of them. Because that all they was doing back in them day was like paint mode. It was not 3-point shooters.
All right. So you said definitely they can't keep up with Giannis because Giannis is like big as fuck and like his strides and he's just super fast. But AD is kind of he's not the fastest person. But
he can like he can get them on a 3-point in the man range.
On the 3-point, yeah. But if they go inside, they not gonna be able to do nothing against them.
But Giannis probably can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's fast. He's fast enough to do that. But like my thing is, none of them are gonna be able to guard Akeem, the Dream.
If you keep Akeem, only reason if they keep Akeem out the paint, if Akeem could do post hooks, post fadeaway, so like. He good mid range and inside, but like
that's
he gotta keep that. He gotta keep him like near the three. Gotta keep him in the 3-point line. Like you can't let him go.
But
to paint.
But like
he is big as fuck.
He will break their ankles in the post, bro. Have you ever seen?
Yes,
like,
that's what I'm saying, bro. He gotta leave.
What I'm saying. Like honestly, like he could post him up at the 3-point, hit him with a little move, and then
I'll probably put Giannis on him though because he quick too.
Yeah. All right. So then I'd put what's his name? Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan was fat. That motherfucker did yoga, bro.
Oh god.
Oh god, he did yoga to fucking
if you
like.
Do that, I say, oh, it's because Shaquille O'Neal.
All right. So what be your centers?
My center right now. All right. I got A Boogie, DeMarcus Cousins.
A Boogie.
Because right, like, he's a hothead. Like, he's not going to be because he's an alpha. And,
and then what about second? All right.
Because there's some good-ass hitters on me. I got to say Dwight Howard because he is big.
You right. All right. What about Joel? Or, like...
Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
He's too lenient and stuff. Like, he...
All right.
He really don't, like... You see his game for real. Like, he do be smacking...
We talking about, like, all them in their prime, right?
Okay.
Dwight Howard in his prime.
Yeah, Dwight Howard.
I respect that. Yeah, he was a god.
Like, he's calling that nigga Superman.
Yeah.
Exactly. Prime Dwight Howard and A Boogie, Sacramento Kings.
But literally... You like you couldn't beat the centers back then, bro. Like I have a variety. I have
Wilt Chamberlain.
I have Shaq, Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, bro. Bill Russell has the most amount of rings of all time.
That nigga, I think
he has 11 rings. He has more rings than he does fingers, bro.
What about that one dude? Fuck it. He big. What about Mo Bamba, the new kid?
Mo Bamba. It depends, like, because he hasn't, he's, like, the first game he did a little bit, but after that, what's it called, they ain't really do nothing. Who they play? I think they played the, I can't think about it. They played somebody, he ain't do nothing, he had, like, 4 points.
I know for sure that A-Boy could get him on the three-point line, for sure. Get them, because, like, they move slow. A-Boy more faster.
Yeah, but, like, they not going to shoot threes. They get, literally...
You talking about like a post up, like a 1-on-1, like
yeah. I'm saying in the paint. Say I put Shaq on him, mm-hmm. bro. Nobody's gonna be able to guard Shaq. Nobody, at all.
I don't think
he push him over and it's slow.
I think A Book would fight that nigga though.
Hey, no, but hold up. When Boogie was on the Kings, right? Mm-hmm. What's his name was body? Tim Duncan was bodying him, bro.
Hold up. I'm forgetting somebody. Christian Porzingis. KP. I'm going to say KP.
Oh, on the Knicks? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can he go?
So you can put him at a four?
I can put him at a 0.4. I can forget about my nigga KP. That nigga's a god.
He's good as...
that nigga from... I don't know.
So who would you take as a center, bro? Who would you take as a center? Who would be your two centers?
My two centers, bro. Okay.
I gotta put my nigga Marcus Cousins, because that's my nigga.
Right, yeah.
And now I also put my nigga Norkit Jorkic, who played for Jork. I can't say it right. I'm gonna call my nigga
NJ. The Russian. Bro, the
Russian from the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah,
bro,
all right. So, yeah, he just got a triple double the other day. So like, but still, I don't think they beat the what's it called.
Let me say this. If they play with the rules now, then my team gonna win. If they play with the rules your team play, and then y'all gonna team gonna win. All
right. Yeah, so we can just agree on that. We don't even got to go into like depth for like more people because we already have 40 minutes. So fuck that shit.
Fuck yes.
So the next thing we about to talk about, bro, actually, since like every single episode will be specialized on a different person, right? Because you like music, you like sports. That's why I had the topic set to your like standards, right?
Right.
So since everything's about to be like specialized, I want to talk about your career and how you about to be a cop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like my question to you, right, is
why?
Not that. Well, like kind of, but like my like in-depth question is, why do you want to be a cop with all the things going on in the world? Like, I know that you're trying to bring, like, better to the world, but, like, cops have, like, a really bad name right now because of, like, the shootings and everything. Like, maybe about, like, 5 days ago, a video came out. Well, like, the shooting happened a year ago, but the video finally came out of a cop shooting a black autistic kid in Chicago.
See, that's the reason I want to be a cop. Cause like shit like this happens every on daily basis. Like a black man always getting harassed by a police officer around the world, or even in our own backyards, in our home neighborhoods, and I feel like that's not even right. So as me, as a black man in America, I wanted to be a cop to change that, people perceptive about it, because I'm trying to become a cop and move up to the ranks and make sure none of this shit happens. If it do happen, I can get rid of the black apples that make my police station in my city safe for all color races and religion. Because, like, you know, we all but one race is a human race. There's no different race.
Facts.
Ain't nobody better than nobody else. God put us on this earth to all to be the same.
That's facts.
Right, nigga. Like, everybody's treated equally. Like, Martin Luther King's. Like Martin Luther King said, my guy, sorry for stuttering, R.I.P. You never judge a man by his color. It's only by character, his judgment. But what he do, and what he do, not by his color, but what his judgment do. You judge about what he did, not by his color. You don't judge the whole race about what one person did. He could be white. He could probably fuck his sister. Not all white people fuck their sister. Not all black people fucking do drugs, gang bang. It's some good black people, it's some good white people, it's some good, even some good Hispanics, everybody. Not all Hispanics, black people are gangbangers, all in prison, as you see on television. It really is positive people in the world that try to make people's lives different. Like, people from the Civil War all the way to the Spanish War, we all did one thing, that's freedom. That's what we want.
That's facts.
We all want to be treated like we all equal. Since my ancestors, since everybody ancestors, even white people ancestors were slaves too once upon a time. All we wanted was freedom, because y'all was slaves to the Roman Empire, so don't say shit about me.
Alright. I fucked that answer.
Like, everybody was slaves once upon a time. All their ancestors wanted to do was fight for freedom. So what's make us different than anybody else?
True. Facts. Alright. Facts. So, like, my question to you is, like, do you really think that one person can make a difference? And before you answer that, if you do believe that,
mm-hmm.
What makes you believe that? Is there somebody that inspired you to say that?
Bob Marley.
All right, go ahead.
He was all one love and peace. Even though it hit him, even though his country, Jamaica Kingston, was going through violence, terror, violence and stuff, he went back out there and did a one love concert to have peace all around the world. All he wanted was have peace around the world with everybody. Martin Luther King, he just wanted everybody to be equal. He was not fighting for his color. He was fighting for all people. Who else had Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman? Like, come on. Come on now.
So all of them inspired you.
All inspired me just to be, do the right thing, just to follow my dream, follow your heart, follow what you believe in. It's not about what other people think about what you want to do. It's about what you want to do with life. Like, if you wanna be a cop, go ahead. If you want to be a president of the United States, you can. Ain't nobody stopping you to be president of the States. Ain't nobody stopping you to vote. Because our people, for our ancestors, like Hispanics too, black people, all this races was dying because we were trying to vote. And like, and people, our ancestors was sacrificed their lives for us to vote. And we not take that shit for granted. Our ancestors sacrificed their lives to have us, give us better lives. Like if I want to be a cop, I could be a cop now. If I want to be a president, I could be a president now. I could be anything I want now because of my ancestors. They died for us to live on, to have a better future than they have. That's what made me feel like being a cop, because like, a cop was to protect and serve. I just want to protect and serve the people, my people, anybody, everybody, people, because I'm just not one person that's all about pro-black, I'm pro-everybody. All
right, so since you're saying that you just want to protect people, right? Mm-hmm. And like, what, just give me like a short answer on what exactly do you want to protect from people?
Number one thing, drugs. Just drugs, like.
So you want to protect people from drugs?
Murderers, rapists, child molesters, all that shit around the world. Like, if some people, just, it's hard for them to speak up. Like, some people are hiding in the shadow. They need people to come to light. Need somebody to come help them when they in time they need. Even though they don't want us to help, but they need us to help us. Like, say, like, somebody kidnap your daughter and shit. Who you going to call? Somebody killed your family member. Who you going to call? Somebody broke into your house. Who you going to call? You can't just be all in the streets. I'm going to let the street take care of it. So that's how you going to let the law enforcement take care of it. Even though, like, that's my shit. Is like, y'all need some people to protect y'all. Like, y'all just can't, like, always protect yourself. I know y'all can carry guns and shit, like, and all that. But, like, if y'all have, like, the cops behind y'all backs and shit like that. I know y'all think the cops are all bad. Say, fuck the cops. There's all really good cops around the world. And trust me, I went to the cadet program. It's solid. I was with them 24/7. And all cops are bad. Majority of cops are all good hearted people. They're all human. They all want to go home and see their family as well. They're not robots. They do have feelings. They do feel you. But they also have a job to do.
All right. So I want to like counter argument something. Because you said, say if somebody gets kidnapped, like shit happens, who do you call, right? If say like your daughter does get kidnapped, or like one of your family members get kidnapped, like, mm-hmm. isn't there like a certain like time that you have to wait before they can actually do something?
Oh, I'm not gonna go deep into it, but I feel you on that. I'm not gonna say I know it all, but like, I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure it's not, because it has different agencies, different things around the world. It might take some time there, but it might take no time here. So like, say if I got kidnapped, they probably wouldn't care. I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I feel that. But so, like, another thing that I want to say is this summer I went to like a whole bunch of countries, you know this. Yeah, and like,
I was a llama or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so I went to Peru, I went to Canada, I went to mm-hmm. Argentina, and I went to Chile. Most of them are in South America, and I did go to Canada, and every single place that I went to, right, mm-hmm. except for Canada, but like in South America, it might just be a Hispanic thing, but I'm not sure. I don't want to label it as a Hispanic thing, because I've seen it all over the world. People are kind of disrespectful to their cops, like, and that happens here sometimes. Like, you see people saying fuck the ops all the time. Like,
they say fuck the cops, but like, when a cop take a bullet for your ass or for your daughter, or for anybody in your family, what you do about cops now?
Facts. All right.
Firefighters, ambulance, people who real life here 24/7, can't see their kids on Christmas, can't see their kids on New Year's, can't spend time on Thanksgiving because they out patrolling. See, just in case some dumb shit happen, they say it's a shootout. Say it is a hostage situation. And like, remember the DC sniper that killed all them cops? And that one cop was trying to tell all the people, and the cop and the DC sniper camp behind him was shot in the back of his head, dead. He sacrificed himself just to save other people's lives. That's the ultimate sacrifice, even like the military. Like, people always say, I'm not going to the military. I ain't going to die for this country.
That's exactly, all right. So that's exactly what I was about to talk to you about. So if you want to protect people's rights and you want to protect people, mm-hmm. why didn't you join the military? And
what am I protecting over there? How am I feeling people's rights over there? If I'm fighting foreign people land, for fighting, just saying, like, if I'm fighting people that I don't even know, like, how am I protecting my people's rights from over there? I'm way over here overseas.
Okay. So since you just said that,
I mean, I got respect for them because, like, I know some people probably would say, like, well, you fight it for our freedom. Like, I can fight for my freedom as being a cop. I'm protecting my home front.
I get that. Like, I know that you ain't mean to, you know, disrespect. Not, like, yeah, disrespect, no disrespect to, like, nobody that's a veteran, nobody that's in the army right now.
I got two friends that's in the military. I was
gonna say, like, I got a whole bunch of friends that are in the army right now.
I respect all of them, but, like, for me, I'm not, like, a military guy. Because, like, I want to stay home. I'm a home person. Like, I want to, like, I could join an officer guard, but I don't choose to. Because I still want to go home to my family at the end of the day.
Actually, I'm about to, like, just a real short question. It's true that you was about to go to the Navy, right?
Yeah, I was going to go to the Navy. But then, like, I don't know what happened. I felt my ass bad. That's what happened.
That's the only reason.
All right. So, like, yeah, but, like, no disrespect to anybody. I know a whole bunch of people that are going or are in the military right now. Care.
I salute you. I'm proud of you. What you doing? You protecting us.
Bitch, I'm about to shout people out. Oh, damn, bitch.
Shout out to Trevor. Shout out to Chris Allen.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to all them. Shout out to Garrison. You know, Jake out there.
Bryson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bryson did go out there. He's in boot camp right now, right? Yep. Yeah. All right. So, shout out to all them. Like, we really appreciate Jaylen you Thomas. Doing that. Jalen Thompson going? Oh, wait. Jalen Thompson. Short one, right? Yeah. I thought you meant Treadwell for a second. Yeah. I was going to say, he more of a trapping type kid. But,
shout out to all y'all who are out there fighting for our cause and our country, even though we don't know what we're fighting for sometimes. But shout out to y'all.
Yeah. So, like, that's the thing that I am going to say. Like, America is said to be the greatest country in the world.
But it's not great to our people. I'm just going to say, It's great for the greatest. It's supposed to be the greatest country in the world, but it's not great to our people. Like, y'all are helping other countries for with their crisis, but what about our crisis we have in America? Like, y'all still ain't fixed the Flint, Michigan water yet. That shit been going on since I was little. What's up with that? And, like, what's up with the homeless? Like, we got so many homeless people going around. It's crazy. Like, what about y'all still build, like, y'all abandoned buildings y'all abandoned, y'all could turn that shit into, like, a shelter. And I'm not be a liberal and shit, or I'm not trying to be Republican. I'm just trying to state facts. Like it's so many unemployed people and shit. And y'all want to help, like, I'm saying y'all want to help countries become allies, but, like, y'all need to take care of us first, because without us, it's not no country.
Facts. So, like the thing is, a whole bunch of people, like, preach world peace, world peace, world peace, and America preaches it all the time. But America is usually the country that's in the most wars and always in the most fights.
We've been in so many wars since
2000, for real. Cause
since the Korean War, we still in the Korean War. The war is still going on. They just signed a treaty of peace, and that's it. Yeah. Cause I learned that sometime. I read.
Fucking lie.
Still going on. It's a still ongoing war over there. Like it don't seem like it, but it's still a war. I know they signed, like, a little peace now, but, like, before that, if you cross that line, if any allies of South Korea crosses that line, it was war, basically.
Facts. So, like, my thing is, like, I think that America was actually really close to world peace, but that was back before World War II, because, like, we was just, like, civil rights movements and everything, like, were starting to end.
Right.
Black people and, like, colored people, Hispanics, all types of races were, like, finally being accepted.
Mm-hmm.
They were treated almost equally. Like, things were, like, it was a real, like, big progression. But Roosevelt was the president at the time, I believe, and he did not want to go to war.
He didn't want to be in a war with the Great Britain and Germany.
Because he wanted to keep, like, the United States out of it.
It was only started because somebody assassinated Duchess of Siberia, or was it the arch? It was a higher power somewhere. Yeah,
I think it was in Austria, but, like, that's not the reason that they. That's the reason that the, like, actual war started.
But the only reason America got it because
No, the reason that America got in it is because
I forgot.
So Germany wanted
Mexico to attack America.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. Then like.
That's why the Mexicans always lie, bro. They just fucking told us, and it was like, yeah, fuck these motherfuckers. Yeah, all
right. But, like, this is what happened. Like, after that, the Great Britain had let people starve. Remember they was cutting off the trade route to America, to Germany? Because at first, Germany, America was going with the trade. Like, America, like, a business back then. Mm-hmm. It was just trading, like, products and stuff. Then, like, they cut that off.
Yeah, all of the, like, the German allies, like, they cut off, like, everything, like, to us and to other countries because it was a war zone. So, like, they had to do that. But
Russia,
like,
was in there till they have a civil war. They had to back out because of the civil war. That's when the rise of the USSR came in.
Russia was the people that actually ended the war. They killed Hitler.
I'm talking about World War One.
I'm talking about World War Two. Oh. I've been talking about World War Two this whole time, bro.
I'm talking about World War One.
Nah.
Joseph Stalin came in there. If they never attacked Russia, we'd still be fighting for now. Then if they never attacked Russia.
Yeah, Russia got in it and Russia basically like started kicking ass.
They let them come into their country just for them to freeze. And when the cold came, they charged their ass.
Yeah, facts. Because the Russians was used to cold and everything. So, like, that's what happened. But to my point, I think that we was more close to world peace back then because we didn't want to get in conflicts. Mm-hmm. And even though it was World War II, like, things were calming down more than they were. So I think that if, like, things would have calmed down more, we might have had world peace. But then the whole thing with terrorists happened. And now we're fighting terrorists for a long time.
Yeah,
but like, it's getting to the point where, like, so many people are dying. Like, can we just, like, stop fighting? Like, and, like, it's just
war,
like, yeah, it's just like America's supposed to be the greatest country for, like, its citizens and everything, but we don't see nothing changing for real. Like my, honestly, like, I'm making money right now and I'm feeding my family, but, like, well, I don't got no kids. Don't think that. I'm talking about, like, my parents and, like, my brothers and sisters and shit. But, like, I'm feeding them and shit. But, like, my family's been broke for a little minute. And, like, they couldn't really do anything to get out of that. Because, like, it's like, hard. Like, if you're not, like, a pure entrepreneur like Bill Gates or something like that, like, it's real hard to become rich, like, in a 5-year time frame or like even 10 years. Like, it takes time. Most people that are rich now have been rich, like, their family has been rich for like a while.
Yeah.
So it takes time. But we've been talking a lot and shit. We about to end this pretty soon.
If y'all want any recommendation, next time we can talk about it, let us know. We can talk about it.
Oh god. So
like I said, it could be like about gender, transgenders and stuff. If it's more than one gender, we could talk about that. If y'all like, talk about feminists, we could talk about anything.
Actually, I already have some topics for next time. I want to talk about rape culture because rape culture is a big thing, especially with Kavanaugh being in Supreme Court now. So literally, I'm about to give y'all my number real quick because if anybody want to hop in here, like, talk to me and Titus, like, talk to anybody about anything, like, we down to talk about it. We will literally talk about anything with you guys because we just want to talk. We just want to express our opinions. And if you guys have any constructive criticism, please just, like, hit me up. Like, most people that are about to watch this are, like, friends, family, like, not really family, but,
like, you know what I mean. But anyways, it's been me.